Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your midday report on Election Day. So what's happening right now behind the scenes? We're getting emails, texts, calls from a lot of our clients saying, what should we do? Should we lock in? Should we float? Should we, you know, right now what we're doing is we're just holding steady. I'm going to show you the bond market here in a second. The stock market is going out of control right now. But there's a lot of pieces of information that you're voting on. One of the pieces of this equation is right through here, housing. Unaffordability. And both candidates are trying to tackle it. I'm going to let you guys figure out, you know, which candidate is best for you tackling that. But this is on the minds of a lot of people right now. So I figured I would come in today and let you guys know what we're doing on our end, if we're locking in our clients, if we're waiting on things and so forth. So I'm going to go over that in 1 second with you. But if we go over to the major indices, here's what we're seeing right now in the stock market. We're seeing the Dow Jones, man, up 400 points in the Dow Jones, S&P's up 65, NASDAQ's down up 253. Look, everything is up over 1%. You usually don't see that. Kind of the cool thing too is the VIX. The VIX is starting to come down right through here. That's the anxiety level in the markets. You have cryptocurrency just spiking, you know, 3 or 4% today alone. Let's check oil. Oil is up to 72. I don't like that. So what this is telling us, I really don't know, because it's a complete toss up right now. If you want to check election results, I have this on one of my screens going right now behind the scenes on the counter. I think I used some election counter system. So I'm going to watch this throughout the day. I will be posting periodically, letting you know what the markets are doing. But right now, when it comes to the bond market, bonds are down about 10 ticks. You can see through here, a lot of banks repriced it for the worse throughout the day. But then we started that uptick. So we opened the day down and then we skyrocketed way up and then we came back down. It's completely a yo-yo today. So I want to go give you some housing data that was just announced just now. And we're going to go to Diane Olick, and she's going to give us the housing data, because this is what's on a lot of people's minds when it comes to voting as well. So let's get her take on this, what they have to say about the voters, what the voters are saying, and some housing numbers that are very interesting. So let's get to this interview. When we come back, I'll show you how rates are changing throughout the day and where we are right now.
Diane Olick, watching housing today.
Let's get to Diane.
Housing affordability, a key issue for voters in especially the battleground states. Our Diana Olick has more on that and just how much prices have increased, Diana.
Yeah, Sarah, just under 40% of early voters said housing affordability influenced their choice. That according to a new report from Redfin, with a larger share of Harris than Trump voters saying it was a factor. So let's look at how affordability has changed in the last 4 years. First, the own versus rent equation. In November 2020, it was cheaper to own than to rent a home in the vast majority of the country. That just flips on its head today. Home ownership is now much more expensive due to the sharp increase in home prices fueled by the pandemic with its initial record low mortgage rates and then, of course, the sudden migration. Home prices now about 45% higher than they were in 2020, according to S&P Case-Shiller. Now, rents also rose in that period, but they have been coming down recently due to the oversupply of apartments. So let's go to the battleground states. The share of income needed to own a home today has at least doubled since 2020 in 4 out of 7. Arizona has seen the smallest change. Now, these are the states, though, where it is least affordable to own a home. Georgia's not far behind. On the rent side of that, North Carolina saw the biggest jump in the rent burden, while Nevada's rent burden actually came down. Both Harris and Trump agree housing costs are too high. Harris has proposed building 3 million new housing units with an expansion of existing tax credits and new tax credits. She's also called for a homebuyer tax credit as well as rent caps. Now, Trump is less specific, but has called for opening more federal lands for housing and cutting back regulations to make building easier. Trump has also said he'll lower mortgage rates. But of course, presidents don't set interest rates. Back to you guys.
So what is the right way to get at supply? I mean, can the government do that, build as she proposes, or is it the deregulation to incentivize builders to do it? Traditionally,
it's actually both. Yeah, it's both. It's deregulation so that you can get more supply into the system, especially in states that have tight construction regulations. And it's incentives to the builders. The developers will tell you right now they can't pencil affordable housing. They just can't afford it. But if they get more tax incentives to do it, they're more likely to build.
Interesting.
Diana, thank you. Diana Olick, watching housing today.
So we're going to see how all this unfolds. Again, a lot of these candidates promise a lot of things. You guys make your votes on where you think they count the most. So that's all I want to say in that context. Right now, we have the MBS market is down 10, which if you need to understand on this, is how this all works. So we focus here on the MBSs because this is a bond that trades on Wall Street. That's yield is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. And that's why we follow this bond. Right now, it's up 10 or down 10 ticks. That means mortgage rates will go up just a little bit. There's a yin-yang effect with this. If the price of the bond goes down, rates go up. If the price of the bond goes up, rates come down. And you can see it's basically a yin-yang all day long today. So here's where rates are right now at this moment. I'll be back at the closing bell to let you guys know how all this mess ends. And then I might have a live event this evening for you guys to ask me questions as things come in. And hopefully I can answer those questions at that time. So stay tuned. We have many more videos coming today, plus a live event potentially this evening to answer all your questions. So thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic evening and be safe out there, folks. See you soon. Bye-bye.